he acts like me. You know how, in what way it acts like me? It's stubborn. Yeah. Is anybody else in the room stubborn besides me? Guess what? The Lord wants to speak to us today. Hello? So when we admit it that we're stubborn, he's going to minister to our stubbornness. And Proverbs 20, verse number 22, the word of God says, "Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee." And one of the things the Lord is really speaking to my heart about is not responding when offended. Amen? You know, when someone comes to offend us, we have to recognize that who we depend on and that he will defend us. You know? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And the Lord wants to hit some areas today, and he's going to minister to our hearts and lives. So look with me in Romans chapter 12 for our text this morning. Beginning to read with verse number 17, Romans 12, verse number 17. The Word of God says this. It says, "Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord.' Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head." And we don't do it, the mindset of the coals on his head. Amen. But he says to you and I, and this is where I want to focus our attention this morning. He says, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." So what the Lord wants to talk to us this morning about is being overcomers. Overcomers. And we're overcoming when the adversary tries to overtake us, when he tries to overturn our faith, when he tries to overthrow our walk with the Lord, we're going to overcome him. Because greater is he that is in us than he that's in this world. So can we lift the word together and make declaration in the house? Can we agree together and say, "I believe that this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me." Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And Lord, we're so grateful that you sent it to accomplish what you sent it to do. So Father, as this word goes forth this morning in this sanctuary and is aired on the web, Father God, may it accomplish what you sent it to do. Your word declares that it will not return unto you void. So Father, I pray as the word goes forth, it bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's gathered here in this place. Father God, and I thank you, Father God, when everything is said and done, all glory and honor and praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we'll never cease to give you the glory and honor, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen and amen. Amen. So first, we're going to look at, as the enemy comes in to try to overtake us, turn with me in Galatians to Galatians chapter 6. Verse number 1. The apostle is writing to the church of Galatia, and he says this. He says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. You know, when I was praying about this, the Lord started speaking to me about an area and some areas in the body of Christ, and I guess I'm supposed to hit some areas head on. All right. Recognize that I'm not judging anybody in the room, but God says you shall know the truth, and the truth is what shall make you free. And deception never freed anyone. And he says, he that's overtaken in the fall, ye that are spiritual, restore the one. And one of the things the Lord was speaking to me about is there's some areas that the body of Christ is being tempted and falling into temptation, and they're given into the works of darkness. And one of the areas is marijuana. I'm going to say pot, reefer, dope. I want to say this to you. The government in places, in some cases, are even trying to make it legal. And what the Lord wants you to understand is anything that alters your mind is a gateway to open up the door to other things. So if you think that marijuana is harmless, it's a gateway drug. It's a gateway that brings down your defenses that you give into things. You may give into fornication. You may give into adultery. You may give into things that you, pornography. You may give into things that you were defense before, holding on to before, but because your defenses were weakened by it. There's another. Alcohol. It's a gateway drug. Let me say this. Solomon said this. Solomon said, a little wine is good for your stomach. All right? A little wine. Not a lot of wine. Look, you never say a little wine. Not a lot of wine. Because a lot of wine will alter your mind. That's why the apostle said, be not drunk with wine, whereas in excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. So when we're looking at these things, and God's not condemning everything, but he's saying a lot of the times what we're doing is we're opening up the doorway to other things in our lives, and we're trying to get rid of the other things in our lives, but we keep leaving this doorway open. Amen. And so he says, he that is spiritual, restore one. Amen. And it's like this. It's like this. Now, here's what happened. When the Lord came into my life as my Lord and Savior and delivered me from my addiction, I was a cocaine addict, and the Lord delivered me from my addiction, he said, be ye separate, says the Lord. So I went to try to reach my friends, but they weren't willing, but I couldn't hang with them anymore because the temptation would be too great. You know, I couldn't hang in the same place and expect something to change. And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome. So when the Lord speaks to our hearts and our lives, when he speaks to our hearts and our lives, he says, hey, this is a gateway. This is a door that you're opening. And he will help you or not. He said to me, he said, when I shut a door, no man can open it. Amen. And in other words, God will be with us to help us. So he's speaking about being overtaken. The only time that we're not overtaken in things is when we allow the Lord to take over. Amen. Hello? In other words, I've got to submit to his authority and to his power and allow him to guide me and direct me. Amen? So that didn't sound too favorable to everybody. I didn't hear a lot of shouting and praising the Lord. How many know that sometimes the word of God, when it comes forth in love, it still comes forth in love, it's ouch. Huh? Okay. Amen. Just understand that we're all a work of progress. God loves you, and he hasn't changed his mind concerning you. The Apostle Paul said in Acts chapter 20, verse number 28. He said, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he have purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that in by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance amongst all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. And I've showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and remember the Lord, words of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." And in other words, this is what God is saying, is that we're our brother's helper. I'm not here to judge anybody. Amen. If I point a finger at anyone, I have three fingers pointing back at me. Amen. I know that it's God that does the transformation. It's God that does the changes. But if we're being overtaken by things, we've got to allow him to take over if we want to be delivered. Amen? How many know that if he takes us from glory to glory, we're constantly being delivered from something? I think it's interesting here. Even sometimes in your word, the apostle said this. He said, Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Well, you're not going to find anywhere in God's word where Jesus said that. Hello? You're not going to find that in the Word. Amen? But the Apostle Paul had a revelation from Jesus. And in John 21, 25, he said, if everything was written that Jesus said or did, the books of the world wouldn't hold it. So if you look back to this, there's a statement the Apostle Paul said. He says, I got revelation from the Lord that it's blessed, more blessed to give than to receive. Amen? Amen? So you're looking at that, and we're looking at being overtaken. The apostle said in Romans 15, verse number 1. He said, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Amen. In other words, God wants us to be builder up. We're building one another up. So the adversary said, God is saying through his word today, for us to be overcomers, when the adversary comes to overtake us, we've got to trust the Lord to take over. Amen. I can't do it in my own strength, but his strength is made perfect in my weakness. Therefore, I rather glorify him in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Right? Amen. Secondly, he says the adversary will come to try to overturn your faith. To overturn your faith. Okay, everybody say, Lord, thank you for that word. Wipe off your forehead. Come on, wipe off your forehead. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hey, the truth is, we're alive and God's alive and his word's alive, and God wants to manifest his word in our lives. Amen? This isn't just a book we just come in and read. It becomes life. It's the living word of God. Amen? Amen? It's living because it becomes life inside of us. Amen? And when we put it to practice and we put it to action. In Ezekiel chapter 21, the prophet Ezekiel said this. I kind of have this like back in the day, they were doing the religious activities, but their hearts were not in the right place. Okay? Man looks on the outward appearance, God looks upon the heart. And he said in verse 27, he says, I will overturn it, and it shall be no more until he come whose right it is and will give it him. And he's speaking about Christ Jesus. So the one that can overturn the old things and turn things around is Jesus. He's the one that it's kind of like if you're going to overturn something, you're going to flip it over, you're going to go in a different way. And the same way as we allow him to take over, we have to turn over the battle to the Lord. Amen? So to overturn it, we need to turn it over. Is that kind of confusing, or do you understand what the Lord is saying? In Job chapter 34, Job said this, therefore he knoweth their works, verse 25, and he overthroweth them in the night, so that they are destroyed. He striketh them as a wicked man in the open sight of others, because they turned back from him and would not consider any of his ways, so that they could cause the cry of the poor to come unto him, and he heareth the cry of the afflicted. You know, the word of God tells us many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivers them out of them all. And what he's talking about is God's going to turn some things around in our lives if we allow him to do so. Amen. I don't know about you, there was many things that I tried to do in my own power and strength, and I could not accomplish it whatsoever. You know, and I'm a pretty bullheaded person and strong-willed, and I just thought I could do it myself, but I kept failing and I kept falling until I trusted Jesus. Amen. Remember this, church. There is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. God isn't sending his word to condemn anyone, but to instruct us. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. God speaking the word to us because we need to hear it. Amen. And when we allow God and we turn it over to God, then all of a sudden we can put Daniel 2 to practice in our lives, where the prophet Daniel said in Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, the word of God says that he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Amen. So what he is saying to us today is, hey, we're overcomers. And we're overcoming by when the enemy tries to come and overtake us, we allow God to take over. When he tries to overturn our faith, we turn over the battle to the Lord. He says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. In other words, God wants us to understand that we weren't really created strong enough to do what God's called us to do without his help. Because of sin that came in the world in the Garden of Eden, sin came upon all man, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And since sin came into the world, it came upon all of us, so we need the help. God has given us the advocate. He's given us the Spirit of God. He's given us a helper to help you and I to be victorious, to be an overcomer. We're an overcomer because we allow God to take over, because we turn over the battle to the Lord. Then the adversary talks about he comes in to overthrow you. And 2 Timothy chapter 2. I don't know about you, but man, I when I was studying this, man, I got ministered to. Because the Lord was revealing areas in my life where the adversary was trying to overtake me. Areas in my life where he was trying to overturn my faith. Areas in my life where he was trying to overthrow my walk with the Lord. Amen. And remember that the adversary is cunning. He's sneaky. He comes in little by little. It was sort of like it was the little foxes that ruined the vine. It isn't the big way. He comes in little by little, and then all of a sudden he has a big place. So he tells us, and one of the things the Lord was speaking to me about, there's many people that are preaching and saying that sin's okay because of Jesus and God's grace, and that's a lie from the pits of hell. The Bible said, should I continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Amen. In other words, we're in this world, we're not of this world. He's given us the power to be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word that we speak. And the word that we're speaking is the word of God. And as I speak the word of God, every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the word and to the name of Jesus. That thing does not have authority over me. Alcoholism or addictions, they don't have authority over me, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. And unless I have revelation and understanding of the one that's in me, I can't be an overcomer. Amen. So he says to us here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 16. He says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom Hymenaeus and Philetus, whom concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ do what? Depart from iniquity. What is iniquity? Sinning when I know better. When I know what's right and what's wrong, but I go ahead and do it anyway. Amen? So he is saying to us, as the adversary tries to come and overtake us, to overturn our faith and overthrow us, the apostle said in Acts chapter 5, he was speaking about men that were coming in to try to distort their faith, like Thutis and Judas. Amen. And verse 38, he says, and now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, we cannot overthrow it, lest happily be ye found even to fight against God. And to him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and they let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Amen. Anybody with me in here today? Or am I out somewhere in a field? Amen. 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 God wants you and I to understand something, that the adversary is going to try to overtake you. The adversary is going to try to overturn your faith. The adversary is going to try to overthrow your walk with the Lord. But God wants you to be ready, armed and ready. You know, we sang that song, we went to the enemy's camp and we took back what belonged to us. Amen. In other words, there's a proclamation that I'm going to take back what's mine. I'm not going to, the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but God came to give us life in the abundance thereof. And anything that the enemy is trying to take against me or my family, amen, he has to go through me. Amen. He has to go through me because I'm going to go to the enemy camp and I'm taking back what belongs to him. I'm taking back what belongs to God. I'm taking back what belongs to me. Amen. We have to have that mentality. Amen. That we're warriors for the kingdom of God. Amen. The adversary wants you to think. Listen to me. The adversary wants you to think and believe that you're weak. And God says he's a liar and the father of all liars. God says you're strong. God says you're mighty. God says you're powerful. God says you can do everything I said you could do. If you only trust me, keep your eyes upon me. Stop looking at the storm and remember I am the peace in the midst of it. Keep your eyes upon me and I'm the author and finisher of your faith. He that's begun a good work will see it through to completion. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm excited in the God that I serve. Amen. I know what, now I see the ploys of the adversary. He shows me his ploys before it ever becomes an effect because he says he'll show it to us. The Holy Spirit will reveal things and show things to you and I. So when we draw nigh unto God, he says, draw nigh unto God and he will draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. Why? A double-minded man or woman is unstable in all their ways. We're making a decision. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen? So when somebody comes to my house, there's no option, there's no plan B. Hello? There ain't no plan B. Amen? Is everybody with me? Hallelujah. Okay. Psalms 140. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. This is our prayer. Verse number 4. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent men who have purposed to overthrow my goings. The proud have hid a snare for me. In cords they have spread a net by the wayside, and they have set gins for me. I said unto the Lord, thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplications, O Lord. And O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm so grateful for God's word. You know, when I hold on to it and believe it at his word, no matter what comes, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Amen. If you recognize who you are in Christ Jesus. So what is he saying to us? That as he comes in to overthrow, God wants to, just as it was prophesied and spoken over Jeremiah and Jeremiah chapter 1, we're going to prophesy this today. In Jeremiah chapter 1. Verse number 10. This is the Lord speaking to you. Are you listening? He said, See, I have this day set thee over nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down. In other words, what God says is we're going to take out the darkness and then we're going to build. We're not going to build on top of the decay. We're not going to build on top of the darkness. We're going to tear those things down. He wants to tear down those walls in our lives so we can build a sure foundation, so that we can build a strong foundation, so we can stand on. Because after he said that, he said, then to build and to plant. Amen? And in other words, that speaks about removing the old and bringing in the new. So, in closing today, to be overcomers, the Word of God says in 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4. He says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to us? He's saying the adversary has come to try to overtake you. It may be physically. It may be spiritually. It may be emotionally. And he's done this by trying to overturn your faith, your trust in the Lord. Because he sees who God called you to be, and he wants to overthrow it. But God says to you and I today that by faith, you are an overcomer. By faith, when he tries to overthrow, we throw it over to the Lord. By faith, when he tries to overturn our faith, we turn it over to the Lord. Our trust is in him. And when he comes in to try to overthrow us, we're throwing the battle over to the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but it's by his Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And the Lord gave me instructions just now. Today, God wants everyone in the room to understand that you're an overcomer. And everyone in the room, have something that they need to overcome. You know, he says that we're all in a battle. We're all fighting a war. But God says the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal or natural, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of every stronghold. So today we're going to close this service in a little different today. It's Miracle Healing Sunday. If you need to be overcome